This is 89.1 WEMU. It's your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to yet another edition of Creative Impact. We take time each week to take a look at the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County, and we try and do so through the eyes of the artists and creative workers who help shape our local quality of life. And you know what? It's making a difference throughout our community. Our partner in this endeavor is Deb Pollock. She is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and my co-host. Thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate you joining us every week, Deb.
It's always a good time, David. Thank you. You know, the thing that I hear most often about Creative Impact is how people really thought that there were so few jobs or fields that employed artists and creative people. The collective story that we've been able to tell through Creative Impact, that there are just so many fulfilling careers that often have important societal and community impact through the arts and creative industries. And our guest today, Jamal Bufford, is another example. So let's welcome him.
Jamal, it's always good to talk with you. I'm glad we have the opportunity to get you back on the air. Jamal, of course, a leader in the My Brother's Keeper movement and a whole nother project underway that is rather exciting, and it all deals with mentorship and creating opportunity and access for people of color in our community.
Thank you, David. So, good to be back on again. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, so you are a musician, a rapper, a DJ, and so much more. But you found your musical voice, I think, when you were in your teens. So how did music help you discover yourself?
Music played a huge role in helping me find myself, my voice. Started when I was really young, just listening to music and dancing, trying to be a break dancer, trying to mimic Michael Jackson moves.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You know, I did okay. You know, I won a couple talent shows. I think it was more so the fact that I was really young, like a elementary school kid doing it versus the actual skill that I showed. But I won a couple talent shows, so that, you know, that kind of helped boost my confidence. And then started really delving into the music behind what I was dancing to. And that music, what I later learned, was hip-hop music. And then I started falling in love with the lyrics. And, you know, I guess they say the rest is history.
I was going to ask, what is the most important element to you, the beat or the words?
It's a good question. To me, of course, as a rapper, an MC, I would say the words. But the foundation of hip-hop, of course, started with the DJ. I guess the foundational element of hip-hop is for sure the beats and the DJ and the music, but, you know, I fell in love with the words, so I would say, for me, it's the words.
From Public Enemy to NWA, there has also been always been a social critique contained within the hip-hop community. How much more important has that become in this renewed endeavor towards social and racial equity and equality?
Yeah, that plays a huge part in it. You know, the music that I make, I try my best to talk about what's going on in the world, in my community, in society. Of course, that's not mandatory. Music is an art form for expression. You can talk about what's going on in your personal life. You can talk about having fun. But I think the impact that music can have and art can have on the world is immense. So I try to do my part. And with the work that I do, working with young people, I also try my best to instill that in them. Again, not making it mandatory, but letting them know that it is a viable option to use your voice to try to create social change.
Well, let's talk about your work with young people. It seems to have always been a thread through your life. Why is it so important to you to work with youth and young people?
Well, really, it started with just the fact that I love hip-hop so much. And I just wanted to share that, whether you're a young person that wants to be a rapper or a DJ or concert promoter, or you're just curious and interested in what's behind the music, what goes into it, and just want to learn more. So I really just started out trying to share that love that I have. And then in doing that, I discovered that it could be even more powerful in helping young people to discover who they are, find their voice similar to myself, and really help deal with some of the things that they go through, some of the social, emotional peaks and valleys and ups and downs, and dealing with some young people that might have dealt with trauma, helping them get that trauma dealt with in a way that's creative, that's a better outlet than some of the other options that might be out here for them.
Through your Formula 734 project, how much did the pandemic change the amount of drama and trauma that you were dealing with in trying to mentor these young people through an even more challenging time?
Well, we had to figure our way out, a way through it as well. You know, it was as much as the young people were trying to figure out ways to cope with the pandemic, we were as, I guess, instructors and leaders and mentors as well. So in the midst of it, we were, I would say, about 75% done with the album and the film in March when the pandemic really hit. So we really just took a step back and allowed ourselves and the young people some time to kind of decompress and not really try to stress complete in this project too much. We gave it about a month or so, and then we reconvened. And really, it just started with check-ins. How are you doing? How's your family? We didn't want to pressure finishing the album creation too much. So we kind of eased back into it. And then eventually we found that, you know, thankfully through technology, you know, we're able to send music files and get the artwork out for the album done. And then our director of the film, Fred Culpepper, found some outlets and some avenues that were really resourceful and helped us finish the film part of it as well. So, yeah, you know, I think it's still an ongoing process of trying to figure out how to deal with what's going on.
Jamal, Formula 734, the album first and then the film, is a project of Washtenaw County's My Brother's Keeper. And they decided when the chapter started that art and creativity was going to be part of what they did, one of their programs. Can you help our listeners understand why that's important to My Brother's Keeper, why art and creativity is in fact infused into their programs?
Yeah, a couple reasons. One is it's fun. We feel like music and art is a way to express yourself. It's a way to connect people. We utilize music in our icebreakers when we have our breakfast every second Saturday of the month, previously in person, but now virtually, of course. But yeah, we play music. We use music as a tool to connect people. It's also a way to teach. You know, we think it's important to utilize music. People have different learning styles, and we think that schools could benefit from utilizing music a lot more in teaching their subject matter, whether it be math, social studies, science, whatever it may be. We think that music can help. And on top of that, we also want the young people to know that there is career possibilities in the arts. And not just being a rapper, you know, not that there's anything wrong with it, because I am a rapper, of course.
But
you know, there's being a manager. There's people who do the graphic designs and create the album artwork. There's photographers who take the pictures of the artists. There's DJs. There's concert promoters.
Filmmakers that make film engineers. About making rap music and albums too, right? There's so many different avenues.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU with Deb Pollock, my Creative Impact co-host. And we're talking with Jamal Bufford, a local musician, project specialist, mentor. He works directly with My Brother's Keeper. And we're talking about his latest project, Formula 734. And we've mentioned this documentary a couple of different times, Jamal. This is going to premiere on February 21st?
Correct. 4 p.m. In conjunction with Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, who funded the project. They're co-hosting the event. Yeah, there's an Eventbrite link for you to RSVP, and it'll be a virtual premiere. We've done a couple screenings with different organizations around the area, but this will be the official world premiere of Formula 734 Sunday, the 21st at 4.
Beyond just the music itself, how do you really hope that this has an impact in further driving forward, particularly in our community, this call for racial justice?
Yeah, we hope that the film can be utilized as a tool in academic settings. We feel like, again, it could be utilized as a way to help teach young people. We also feel like it could be a tool for educators. We feel like teachers could benefit from seeing this film. And teachers that may not be familiar with what our young men of color, our young black men are dealing with before they step foot into the classroom. It could be a way of recognizing, okay, these are some of the things that they're facing and dealing with, and kind of help them use that as a way of being better equipped to teach our young men in the classroom.
And Jamal, how about for you? Doing this work, working with these young men, what's the impact on you?
Wow. Huge impact. There's a scene in the movie that people will get to see where there's one of the young men who I've been working with now for about maybe 5 years. And he mentioned to me that he really didn't have, well, he mentioned it to the whole group. As you'll see in the film, we utilize restorative circles and restorative practices each studio session to kind of have these conversations that drive the content of the music that we made. And in one of those circles, the young man said, you know, I really didn't have a father figure. The closest thing I had to a father figure was you, Buff, and talking to me. And if you could see, like, you may not be able to tell, it was really quick. And of course, they put the camera on me, and I was shocked because the young man had never said that to me. He never expressed that in that way to me. And I almost teared up. I held it together.
Well, I'm full of goosebumps right now.
Not that there's anything wrong with crying on camera. There's nothing wrong with it at all.
It just
stunned me. And just to know that I could have that type of impact on someone's life is super powerful. And that's why I keep doing what I do.
These are not the best circumstances under which to release a film, having to do it online instead of more theatrically and having access to more people. So what is your hope beyond this project for My Brother's Keeper and the next phase of Formula 734?
Yeah, you know, we had big plans of this in-person big premiere. Unfortunately, obviously, that's not really possible right now. But we do have plans to enter it into film festivals. Hopefully we can get picked up by a couple of different film festivals. Like I said before, we want to use this as an kind of academic tool. So we want to create guidebooks that kind of help teachers have these type of conversations with their students about what they're dealing with at home, what they're going through. We see a wide variety of a wide scope of what's possible with the film. Of course, we want to start by the young people in our community, Washtenaw County, young black men, young men of color, to see this and say, oh, wow, this is cool. I want to be a part of something like this. I want to do this. I want to be a part of the next one. What I listen to is valid. My voice is valid. If I choose to rap, what I say is valid. But then we just want the world. We want the world to see it. You know, we want everybody to see the talent that's here.
I was going
to
say, there's a lot of talent locally, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wide scope of what's possible. There's, like I said, there's the social-emotional support that could come with utilizing a film like this. But then, yeah, the talent that's here. We want people to know that there is tons of talent right here in Washtenaw County.
Absolutely. Well, that restorative circle of art, creativity, and talent is wide and deep. Jamal, thank you for the work that you do and how you share and infuse it yourself and that talent. And thanks for being part of Creative Impact.
No problem. Thank you for allowing me to utilize your platform and tell the people about the work that we're doing. That's so important and so powerful.
And we will look forward to a conversation again in the future. That is Jamal Bufford, rapper, DJ, educator, community organizer, and executive producer of Formula 734. This album, as well as information about the documentary, are going to be available at Washtenaw's My Brother's Keeper's website, and we'll link to it on ours as well at WEMU.org. Deb Pollack, thank you for everything, and we'll be back with another show next week.
Absolutely, with yet another Creative Washtenaw guest and story.
Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. You hear it each Tuesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.